friends, Anissa Brumwitz here, and I help instructional designers and learning experience designers and multimedia developers craft engaging stories. Thank you so much for joining me for today's session. I have an awesome one for you today. You're going to have a lot of fun with me. We're going to use hashtags, and also one of the things we're going to do is answer the question, is my content too serious for scenarios? And if I can't actually tell them what to do, because that's kind of against what we do, is a scenario, is an interactive story still something I should use? Now, the reason I'm going to give you a simple strategy to actually use and think about this and make it really easy for you to make the call as to whether the things that you're doing and the content that you have, if it's sensitive context, if it actually will work with scenarios and interactive storytelling. So I've been getting this question during my tutorials that I run. It's an awesome, powerful session that I go into all the details. I give you all the basically A to Z, soup to nuts, how to make this a strategy you can use for yourself. So if that's something that you want to get really deep on, register for an upcoming training at elearningsecrets.com. And if somebody could put that into the comments for you, I would love you forever. Okay. So one of the things that people bring up is, you know, I work in a context where we have quite a few stories, let's say, or we have a mission about how to help people, but it's kind of a big mission, and because the context varies when people are engaged with the information that we provide, or it's actually sensitive, right? Like it's, let's say it's the police force or something, or let's say it's the army, and in their context, you know, it changes, so we can't actually tell them what we're doing. And I know that that has come up many times in my own projects, and also now people bring it up during the sessions. They're like, what do I do? My context is this. Can I still use a scenario without being like, you know, telling people what to do, which I can't, right? And it's kind of interesting because I feel like what happens is we're still putting out really great resources out there for people, but then what happens is you can't really engage with them meaningfully because you're not giving them the opportunity to make decisions. You're not giving them opportunity to engage with it meaningfully. So it kind of deflates you because you're like, I've got all this great stuff, but I can't really take it to the next level as far as engaging people in the right way. So that's kind of frustrating as far as I'm concerned. And especially when you want to do a really good job, and on top of that, you have a really big mission and vision, right? Like, let's say you're helping people save lives, or you're saving lives with the things that you're producing. That's really important. So what do you do with that, right? Okay, so here's what I want you to consider, all right? And before we, this is a story. By the way, if you're loving this content, give me a thumbs up or something, because then I will make more stuff like this. And if you're finding this engaging, share it with somebody who you think will actually benefit from it. I'd love that. So, and if you have a sensitive context where you've always been like on the fence, like, are scenarios, are they, what if I'm being too prescriptive? If that's a word that you think when you design your scenarios, let me know in the comments. I would love to know that if this is something that you struggle with, because I want to frame this and explain it and make sure that what the tools I'm giving you are helping you make a really good decision. So let me know in the comments if that applies to you as well. So this is what I discovered years ago when I was working at a call center as a trainer. So what happened is we would have two people sit side by side and actually take customer calls, and both were trainees, but the other person was kind of like the trainee buddy, right? So if this person who was new would get flustered or like be like, oh, what do I do now? This is a difficult call. They could, you know, potentially put the customer on hold and work with their buddy, so they didn't feel alone, right? These two heads are better than one. Make a better decision. Now, one of the things that I noticed, which is kind of interesting and applies to this very heavily, is that when those people were doing the training, the better reflection and the better learning actually happened from the person who was observing the call beside them. They could make better decisions. they'd have better recommendations, and they actually thought about and reflected about how what they would do in that situation. So it's almost like being the buddy was way more beneficial than being the person doing the action. Because definitely there is that, the think about the mindset, right? You're kind of, one is you're in the moment and everything is very intense, and you're kind of thinking with like this almost a reactionary kind of thing, because it's you. It's your voice, it's you talking to the customer, it's your butt on the line, right? And then the person beside them is able to kind of step back from that and have this distance. And that distance is a beautiful thing for reflection and refinement, because it also makes you think, what would I do in that situation? And that's what I think, well, that's why I think this is going to help you very much, especially in those difficult contexts. So I love that idea of that distance without contextual separation. So they know they're going to have to take a call one day. They know they're going to have to do that work. However, one of the things that is awesome is that because it's not impacting on them specifically, they can look at it from a distance, and that distance is the gold. All right, so let me just talk about scenarios for a little bit, because scenarios, as far as I'm concerned, which is a situation with a bunch of options and a consequence, the options that are basically out, they determine the outcome, right, of those consequences. One of the things that's going to happen is you're going to have scenarios. And the scenarios will be a part of, let's say, a simulation. And then you will have scenarios that are a part of stories. And this is what's cool. If you have scenarios in a simulation, those usually can be a first person kind of experience, right? And then what happens is that person is acting as if they are in that role, and they are that first person taking a call. And so they can practice steps. Now, one of the things I always talk about is that some people aren't ready to engage in a deep sim. Because if they're not ready, they don't see the value, or they feel like they have beliefs about themselves as a person capable of executing these tasks, they will not feel good about that sim. They will actually struggle. It might actually demotivate them because they're not ready. So this is a different strategy. This is where most people think that scenarios fit, and they do, but this isn't it, right? When we're doing sensitive context, you got to get people believing in something, believing in a different way, believing in a different path, believing something about themselves, who they could be through a character. Therefore, we have to mix scenarios with a story. And a scenario with a story, this is what's the beautiful thing. This is what gives us that distance. Because the most effective scenarios mixed with stories are not first person. They're third person. So you are the observer. You're acting as if you're that person, but you're never told you're that person. Those are the most effective because they don't challenge you. They don't challenge your ego. They don't challenge your personality. You are observing. And that is powerful. It's huge, because the minute you have that distance, you're able to reflect. You're able to say, hey, this could be me. And this is the other thing that's actually really powerful about this as well. It's because you can say, you know, in a scenario, you're tied with a story. The story could be a compilation from real people and what they thought and what they believed and what decisions they made. So you're not saying you're being prescriptive. When you're going out there saying, we made this scenario based on decisions other people have made, preamble that, based on true stories, see how it plays out. See if any of these resonate with you. Some may not, that's fine. What would you do instead? So what's happening is that you're separating the person. You are showing the outcomes. You are having people engage with the content, but not as themselves. You're not telling them what to do. You're sharing a story about what somebody else did and the consequences of those actions for them. And the minute that happens, I could even go to the end of that story and then say, you know, I'm going to choose different options to see what the outcome is if I did something differently. And you can engage with those people at the end and say, hey, here's where you got. Why don't you go back and try different options that you would be uncomfortable trying or would be out of the norm for you, but maybe in the norm for this character? Why don't you try that? So, are you loving this? Are you excited about this? It's giving me tingles because I'm thinking of all the powerful interactive stories we could tell out there. Oh, it's so awesome. So I want you to, if you're loving this, go to elearningsecrets.com, register for my training webinar. It's free. And you're gonna love it. If you love this stuff, I go deep into it as well and then basically give you some of the frameworks that I use to use this in your work because it's powerful, it's creative, and it changes behavior. It really does. So this is the cool stuff. This is the awesome creative sauce. I hope you found this useful. And if you did, remember to give me a thumbs up or give me some comments. I love hearing what you guys have to say, and I always learn a little bit more every time I do one of these sessions. So have a wonderful rest of the day and a wonderful weekend coming up. All right, take care, friends. Bye.